Women sell fruit and fruit juice on the beaches to tourists. You know, they're very typically forward in, you know, the poorer income brackets. And they too, you know, struggle on a daily basis to access water for this, you know, for this livelihood activity that's actually linked to tourism. So what we're calling for is for tourism to be based on integrated planning and management. At the moment, it's pretty much the sole responsibility of the tourism department to plan within the tourism development area. And the tourism development area is a 15-kilometre stretch along the Gambia coastline, and that the Gambia has a very narrow coastline. That's two-thirds of the entire coastal area. There's just not enough integrated planning with the water authorities to ensure that it's done in a sustainable manner.
You say that most hotels, while they have private boreholes and pumps to ensure constant water supply, they fail to pay for what they consume. Can you kind of expand on that?
When we went around and visited the hotels, because the infrastructure, because of you know, real government resource limitations and capacity, the water infrastructure is inadequate for local people, but also for the hotels themselves. So in order to get around that, most hotels are digging their own boreholes and pumping water, filling up these reserve tanks to ensure that they can operate their businesses. You know, these are, you know, people trying to make a living as well. But the problem is this water was generally is considered free and it's considered unlimited, which means that, you know, people aren't paying for what they consume. A lot of the vast majority of the meters in the hotels were found to not be working, water meters. So hotels were paying the same amount regardless of their occupation levels.
How does this mass consumption of water by the tourism industry affect the sustainability of water availability for not only Gambia but the tourism industry itself in the long term?
Because of the way its sheer rates of consumption, the depletion of very fragile underwater reserves, they're threatening you know, the very viability of the tourism sector, which is so vital to the economy of the Gambia.
How does the government of Gambia affect this issue?
We think that the authoritarian nature and climate in the country certainly tends to, you know, wherever you have situations like this, it affects the space that civil society has to advocate and lobby effectively. It also puts an even added responsibility and even greater need for international hotels and tour operators operating in the Gambia. You know, they need to be aware of these kinds of contexts where, you know, local people, if they are being adversely affected, they might not be able to speak out without, you know, fearing some kind of negative reprisal.